Well, Eamon, down to the last four, Ballinderry, Owen Rogue, Ballaghy and Sloughneil. First of all, before we look at those games, any surprise in there?
No, it's funny that, you know, before the quarterfinals, people were saying it was the most wide-open championship in years and day, and now people are saying basically it's a closed shop. It's going to be Sloughneil and Ballinderry again in the final, so certainly they're the two favourites. But no, I wouldn't say it as two pushovers, you know. I think certainly Coleraine will give Ballinderry a bit of a match, you know. They've all their men fit again, you know. You know, the five and Goldie brothers all firing, and Niall Hulley's firing, and you know, the Mullins there, Decky and Kieran Mullins. So, no, they've a lot of good players there. So that'll be that's a big one. Actually, they've made Ballaghy and Sloughneil sort of the main event in the second match. But I think for me, that's probably going to be the most interesting match. You know,
that's the meeting of Owen Rowe and Ballinderry.
Yeah. I think you know, it took well. Obviously, it took Ballinderry a while to recover from the death of Aaron Devlin. You know. You know, mentally, and plus he was such a good player for them this year. He'd been playing sweeping, he'd be a sweeper role this year, you know. So, but they came around from that. You know, Werboys Ballinskeen had a big one over them, but they recovered from that there, and now they're looking, you know, they're looking really good again. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're a very convincing one over Labby. So,
yeah, 113 to 158 points, and you know, there was people would have fancied Labby to give them a run for their money.
Certainly Labby fancied themselves against Ballinderry this year, you know, and Keelan O'Boyle was, you know, scoring goals left, right and centre, but no, they were very impressive now, you know, and still the old hands are their main players, you know. Conleth Gilligan, some brilliant points against Labby. Enda Madun, very steady. Kevin McGuckin, Kevin Mossy McGuckin midfield, you know. Conor Nevin at full-back, you know, so those are still the main players. Colly Devlin played well at centre half forward, New Orange Pillar as well. So, no, I would definitely make Ballinderry the championship favourites at this stage, Tom. You know,
yeah.
I think they've proved that. I think it was many titles won eight in the last 14 years or something like that. So, no, they're certainly favourites. You know, in my age, you know.
Yeah, and they'll get two against Coleraine.
I fancy him, yeah. As I say, Coleraine will not be no pushover, but I just think that Ballinderry will be too strong, you know. In fairness, now, you know. So the other match, you know, I just think Sloughneil are so hard to break down. Ballinskeen couldn't break them down on Tuesday night, and I say we sort of quietly fancied ourselves, and people were saying that Sloughneil were a tired team, and you know. Obviously, got the All-Ireland final last year, and the season dragged on, and the bad injuries of two cruciates there, the big midfielder, Paddy O'Kean, and Jared Bradley got cruciates there. So they've lost two good players, but no, they're still very difficult to break down. You know, they've great defence there. You know, Karen McCaig, Brenton Rodgers, Chrissy McCaig's really, really at the peak of his career at the minute, you know, playing really well. And those boys, you know, played the hurling final, 1-3 in Old Hurling on Saturday, and come out again on the Tuesday night and give a superb defensive display, you know. So I just can't see Ballaghy breaking them down, you know.
Yeah.
Ballaghy are sort of starting to make noises again, a few young players there, Michael Weese and that, and big Joe Divers back is a bit of a threat, you know, physical presence, but I don't really see them breaking Sloughneil down, and if Sloughneil get the scores, if we... Christopher Bradley was their main forward in Ulster last year, and he had the bad shoulder injury, so he seems to be coming back into a bit of form, you know. And Shane McGuigan's a good, strong player for them up front. And no, I fancy Sloughneil and Ballinderry for the two semis.